Today on Annenberg Radio News.
So here I am, getting food at a church, completely unemployed, trying to find a job.
We visit a food pantry in Koreatown where not all patrons are homeless. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, November 12th, 2009. I'm Brittany Knotts. More than 80% of illegal immigrants who were charged with or convicted of major crimes were deported last year. That's according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. This means more than 900 were deported after charges including major drug offenses, murder, and kidnapping. The immigrants were identified by the Federal Secure Communities Initiative that has identified more than 100,000 illegal immigrants in local custody in its first year. The Animo Pat Brown Charter School is one of the first schools in Los Angeles to have an environmentally friendly school building. Today, the school hosted a groundbreaking ceremony for a community greening project. Newly Paul dug up some dirt with the organizers.
Some students at this school in Florence Firestone traded in their school books for shovels.
Come on, everybody works today. Come on, Isaiah.
Students worked with members of the LA Conservation Corps to plant trees in the schoolyard. Over the next month and a half, about 400 trees will be planted all over the community. The city has allocated $90,000 for this project. 11th grader Daniela Silva says projects like this help improve the neighborhood.
This environment really does need this. These are mostly people who live in the barely above the poverty line, and some of them live below, like I do. So the fact that they're planting more trees to help us and to help this environment, it's a beautiful thing.
Silva says the project will increase awareness about the environment in a community not known for its green habits. Trees have ecological benefits, but LA Conservation Corps Program Director Teague Waybright says this tree planting project will help the community economically as well.
The idea is that it provides at-risk youth and kids who are out of job, out of work, it provides them jobs.
The school hopes this project will encourage more students to join its environmental club called Go Green. Newly Paul, Annenberg Radio News.
A report released today says pollution from global warming has increased in California. Sydney Champion has the story.
Environment California is a statewide environmental advocacy organization. It says pollution has increased 10% in the state since 1990. And in 2007, California was ranked number 2 for levels of carbon dioxide. Mike Cantor, the federal field organizer of Environment California, says this is a problem.
Our message is clear. More pollution than ever before is not a record we want to set. It's time to take back control of our energy future.
Democratic State Senator Fran Pavley says California's car culture can be blamed for much of the pollution.
58% of all our greenhouse gas emissions come from the transportation sector. We're really unique. Other states, it's more from the utility companies.
Pavley says 40% of carbon emissions caused by transportation comes from cars. To lower the amount of carbon emissions, Cantor urges state legislators to pass clean energy bills. Democrat State Assemblyman Paul Krikorian says people can also help prevent global warming.
I think there's very practical steps that people can take to benefit the environment themselves, and they need to make a personal commitment to reducing energy use, providing greater efficiencies, and taking the steps necessary to conserve electricity and to conserve water.
Environment California eventually hopes California will cut global warming pollution 33% by 2020. Sydney Champion, Annenberg Radio News.
A new poll shows that Californians are worried about how to pay for their children's college education. A survey by the Public Policy Institute of California found half of parents with children 18 and under are very concerned. 65% think it's harder now than 10 years ago to get a college degree. Both the UC and Cal State systems cut enrollment and raised fees this year after higher education budget cuts. Kids and community members met in South Los Angeles today to celebrate the opening of the Gilbert Lindsay Recreation Center. The center is named after the late councilman Gilbert Lindsay. As Hannah Kim reports, the renovated center brings more activity to a neighborhood near East Vernon Avenue and San Pedro Street.
The new Gilbert Lindsay Recreation Center may be small compared to most,
But kids in the area think it's great.
Like, it looks awesome. Like, it was fantastic.
Traven Jackson is a student at Lincoln Elementary. She used to play at the old Lindsay Center, though there wasn't always something to do. But now there's plenty of activities at the 2,700 square foot center. It has a large multi-purpose room, a kitchen, and improved basketball courts. The center is also living up to its legacy as the former site of Los Angeles' Wrigley Field.
It really is a great place to come to when you're really looking for something just in this local community. And if you haven't seen a Little League baseball program, this has a very good one.
Mark Variscal is the superintendent of LA's Department of Recreation and Parks.
To see a great organized Little League program, it's just a great opportunity for people in this community to enjoy a great location.
City officials say the center will service the more than 15,000 children in the area after school and during the summer. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.
And now for the weather. Tonight we'll have a low of 54 degrees. Tomorrow expect a high of 70 degrees and an evening low of 50. For the weekend, temperatures will stay in the upper 60s with lows around 50 degrees. Later on Annenberg Radio News, we take a closer look at the controversial homeless census released by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. Homeless activists say the numbers don't add up. Soon Americans will swarm grocery stores in preparation for the Thanksgiving holiday. Many of us prepare meals at home, but more than 500 food pantries in Los Angeles County provide free groceries every week for those who can't afford them. Ashley Ragavan visited one of the Wilshire Presbyterian Church in Koreatown.
For the people who rely on donated food for every meal, turkey isn't the first thing on their minds. Here at the Wilshire Presbyterian Church, the patrons are craving something simple.
That cheese, I miss that cheese. Oh, that's delicious. I can live on that alone.
Yeah, cheese is good. Cheese,
yeah. Oh, I love that yolk.
I like that cheese too.
Food pantries have often been associated with the homeless, but more and more, it's the unemployed who seem to be seeking assistance.
I can't get a job, so I can't work. And with the little money I get, it goes to rent.
Josephine Bilodeau is 64 years old. She lives alone, and osteoporosis has kept her confined to a wheelchair for 9 years. Her only source of income is Social Security, $666 a month. Her rent is $665.
What do you do with that dollar, if you don't mind me asking?
I get an ice cream cone is what I do. Once a month, I get that ice cream. Even in the winter, I gotta have one treat.
But it's not just the elderly who are hurting. Jill Wagner of HopeNet, which oversees 12 food pantries, says the numbers are increasing and the demographics are changing.
Definitely more people are coming. New people coming in with their families. The younger people, guessing that they've just been laid off.
The new faces showing up seem surprised by the amount of food assistance available, but they are quickly learning how to navigate the system.
Oh, I got a list like everybody else, and literally, I found out you can get 7 bags of groceries free every week.
Tanya, who declined to give her last name or her age, has been coming to this church for 3 weeks. She was working towards a master's degree when she lost her job as a teaching assistant.
When all the budget stuff started happening in California and we're in financial crisis and blah, 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 they cut all of us. So here I am getting food at a church, completely unemployed, trying to find a job.
For newcomers, there is still a stigma associated with food pantries. But Bilodeau says sometimes you have to put your stomach before your ego.
You can't be embarrassed and be hungry, too. You gotta swallow your pride and get help when you need it, when you can get it.
The bags are filled with bland offerings like dry beans, rice, and canned vegetables. Patrons must choose between milk or juice, not both. Still, everyone seems grateful for the food donated by the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, an organization that provides resources for hundreds of similar agencies.
These pantries weren't here. I think a lot of us would go hungry.
In Los Angeles, this is Ashley Ragavan for Annenberg Radio News.
The healthcare debate is as heated as ever after the House of Representatives passed a bill on healthcare reform. Supporters are rallying around the nation as the bill approaches the Senate floor. Elena Hostetter hit up one rally in Los Angeles to see what people are saying on the street.
Honk for a public option. Supporters of a government-run health care plan met on the busy corner of 3rd and La Cienega to let their voices be heard. Many of them have private health insurance and can't afford it, but still support the public option.
I have full insurance, but I see every day people in want and need. We kind of live in a caste system, and I really feel like we need to step up and change things right now.
Supporters cite the 46 million uninsured Americans as their reason for supporting government-backed health insurance.
We will be a more productive country, and our health care will cost less. Publicly sponsored health insurance coverage
has proven to work in every other industrialized nation in the world, and they're not going communist and they're not going socialist because you have a government supporting people's health care and keeping their citizenry healthy.
Even for the people who are covered by insurance, they find that healthcare has problems.
Healthcare has become too expensive and insurance has become too expensive. A public option would give them competition and on some level keep them honest.
Today's rally was geared to keep pressure on Senate leaders who are expected to vote on the bill on Tuesday. Elena Hostetter, Annenberg Radio News.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development requires LA County to count its homeless population every 2 years. The numbers are in, and it seems homelessness is way down. That comes as a shock to homeless activists. Timothy Beckworth reports.
A few weeks ago, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, or LASA, reported a major decline in homelessness, a 38% decrease since its 2007 count, which showed that at least 70,000 people were homeless on any given night. The report has left a lot of homeless service providers confused. Some are even outraged. Andy Bales is the CEO of the Union Rescue Mission on Skid Row.
I was astounded. It just didn't paint the picture that we've seen before our eyes for the last 2 years.
Bales says the numbers just don't match the reality. His mission is housing more people and giving out more meals than ever before.
Just as we're facing the greatest need, the group that's supposed to advocate on behalf of the people who are homeless in L.A. comes out and says, you know, we've solved the issue. When you declare victory, when the battle's just beginning, you're not going to win the battle.
Kim Thompson is the communications director for LASA, and she says there's nothing wrong with the homeless count.
You have to look at the overall facts rather than at just the anecdotal responses. But in terms of pure statistical analysis, I believe that the numbers are the most accurate numbers that we've ever had.
The methodology of the count has also been called into question. But Thompson says their methodology is fine. In fact, they've never had more resources to conduct the count.
In 2007, there were about 600 volunteers to do the homeless count. In 2009, there were more than 3,200. Huge difference there. So what happens is that you get much more detailed information.
Not only that, but seven times as many more phone surveys were conducted than during the count in 2007. Larry Adamson is a commissioner at LASA. He's been involved with the homeless count from the beginning. But he's also the director of the Midnight Mission, so he knows what's happening on the streets. He stands by the numbers and says the problem isn't with the new count, but with the old ones.
Before, it was far too dependent on extrapolations that, frankly, when you started to drill down, many of them didn't make any sense back 2 and 4 years ago. They just would not hold water if you really tried to test them.
If the 2007 count was inaccurate, then it's impossible to gauge whether homelessness has decreased. But that's exactly what the new homeless count does, comparing this year's results to the last. The main criticism of the count is that it reports a 70% decrease in homeless families. Andy Bales with the Union Rescue Mission says that number is way off.
We just had a tsunami of families pour in all over the county. In fact, I looked at the statistics yesterday. Our children here are up 188% since last fall.
Just a month before the count was released, homeless service providers had an emergency meeting to discuss the surge in families needing their help. Ryan Macy Hurley is in charge of research at Beyond Shelter, an organization that helps homeless families.
We should be skeptical. Families are the fastest growing segment of the homeless population. And so we know that's what's happening nationally. And yet we have this finding from LA that the population is down 70%.
One thing everyone agrees on is that the problem is far from solved. Of the 43,000 homeless people counted, 30,000 remain unsheltered. And whether that number is going up or down, it's clear that Los Angeles is still the homeless capital of America. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.
Earlier today, I went to the Union Rescue Mission and spoke to Leroy, a single father who has found himself homeless. He told me a little about his experiences in Los Angeles.
I'm a very, very close parent to my children. I'm out here with my son and myself. My income was okay, but it wasn't enough to sustain a hotel for a month at a time, And I slowly start seeing the income that I had slowly go away. It just kept going away. No matter how much I tried to minimize certain things, it just kept going away. And finally, it got to the point where some days I didn't have enough money to get a hotel, so me and my son rode the bus all night. Or we slept on the bus bench. My son is 13, so that is a big barrier with a lot of shelters. A lot of shelters will not take a child over the age of 12 or a man with a child, especially a boy. They service more females with children than men with children. So that barrier kept coming up everywhere I went to get shelter. How old is your son? He's 13. Oh, we can't help you. I'm like, so I go to a different county. How old is your son? He's 13. Oh, we can't help you. He's too old. So I kept going and kept going and kept going. And finally, I just stayed out here. I got on my phone and I went online and I looked and I saw a homeless shelter and it said Union Rescue Mission. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm always downtown LA because it's a nice hour and a half ride from downtown LA to Long Beach. So I'm trying to look for the longest ride where me and my son could rest. We won't be out in the cold and we'll keep moving instead of just being in one spot. And finally, I came to Union Rescue Mission. I actually had to go to Midnight Mission for a night because they couldn't help me the day I came, but they told me come back at 9 a.m. I came back at 9 a.m. and they assisted me. Took me around the family's dorm, asked me if I could take it, and I told them yes. It beats being outside. It beats being homeless and having a 13-year-old have to sleep on a bus bench, you know? But I'm still fighting with the fact of I'm out here alone, being homeless, talking to homeless families, interacting with homeless families. I'm like, your story is like mine, and I thought it was the opposite. I thought you guys just did not want to do anything about your situation. And it really shocked me because it was like, oh my God, I've misjudged a lot of people. And a lot of people misjudge homelessness because they don't know what it is and what it becomes.
Leroy and his 13-year-old son have been homeless for over a month, but have been at the rescue mission for about 2 weeks. Leroy hopes to find a job as a radio broadcaster. Now we check in with Derek Stahl to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Derek?
Yeah, thanks, Brittany. Well, coming up tonight at 6, we've got, as you know, swine flu is continuing to spread all across the U.S. Here in L.A., one clinic is actually bringing the swine flu and giving it out to homeless people on Skid Row. So our reporter talked to people who came actually all the way out from Orange County to get this vaccine. You can check us out, of course, on Annenberg TV News on Trojan Vision, and that's on Channel 8, and of course on HTVN.org.
Yeah, swine flu's been affecting a lot of people. I mean, How's ATVN been with the sickness?
Everybody's been getting sick for us, but we'll manage. I'm washing my hands.
All right. That about wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brittany Knotts. Have a good night.